Our psalm scripture today is probably one of the top five most familiar scripture passage. I started to say it was the top, but then I thought about the Lord's Prayer, and I thought, well, people know the Lord's Prayer. And then I thought about John 3:16, and then all of these scriptures started coming in my head, so I put it at the top five. We've read it at almost every funeral we go to. Once a year, it's part of the lectionary, and most of you could probably say it without looking at the monitor when we read it together. Although I'm going to say that most of you probably know the King James Version and not the New Revised Standard Version that we put up there. And I picked that on purpose, which you'll find out in a little while. But this is what some people call the Good Shepherd Sunday. It's the Sunday that the 23rd Psalm and the Gospel go hand in hand. That doesn't happen very often, but it does today. And it really sounds so serene and comforting to think of Jesus as the shepherd taking care of us, his sheep. I mean, we read the psalm at funerals because we want to think about the peacefulness it speaks of. Being a sheep, like being a sheep, is so peaceful. But when you really think about these two scriptures, do they really make you feel peaceful? I mean, first of all, shepherds? Really? Shepherds weren't the most respected people. They were dirty, they were smelly, it was a hard job, it wasn't a job that too many people wanted. Do we really like to think of Jesus like that? And while we're at it, do we like being called sheep? Do you? I mean, sheep are not known for being the smartest animal in the barn. They're always wandering off, getting lost. They'll follow another sheep right off a cliff. They keep their heads down, they're eating, and they're always drifting away from the group. What does this scripture say about us? I'm not sure I like being called a sheep. But when I think about it, I think I'm pretty sheep-like. I may like to think myself smart according to man's standards, but when I think about God's standards, I make a lot of dumb mistakes. I follow a lot of other human sheep right into some pretty bad places. Sometimes right off the cliff. I remember my mother used to say, if your friends jumped off a cliff, would you follow them? I think we've probably all used that phrase ourselves. I'm prone to ridiculous behavior that demands the need for a shepherd. We all do. Look at the papers. And yes, while lots of us don't make the grand mistakes we read about in the paper, we make some pretty good blunders when it comes to God. I walked by the paper this morning on the kitchen table. Roy had been reading it and it was open, and I just looked at the page and I thought to myself, what does Jesus think about all of this? I mean, really. I wonder sometimes, do God and Jesus have a little conversation in heaven every now and then, saying, I really gave them everything they needed. How did they get it so messed up? If I look really close at myself, I'm not sure if what bothers me is that I'm being compared to a sheep, or if it's the fact that I need a shepherd. In all honesty, that's probably it. I don't want to need a shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. And while that is very comforting, especially when I'm at funerals and I'm thinking about cool streams and fresh water and warm sunshine and resting and eternity. But when I'm deciding what I'm going to do today, or what I need to do at the office, or how I'm going to react to the guy who just cut me off in traffic, that's a whole nother ball of wax. I don't know about you, but I don't always want the Lord to be my shepherd, because sometimes I want to do things my way. Now, maybe that's not something you want to hear from your pastor, but I'm guessing if you're honest with yourself, you feel that way sometimes also. We want God to guide us in some things, sure, but we also want to call some of the shots ourselves. And that's when we begin to go astray. There's a reason the hymn writer penned the words, "Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love." We, like sheep, have a natural tendency to go astray, to wander away from our Creator. And we need a shepherd to bring us back. I can wake up in the morning and I can say, "God, walk with me through this day." But there are some times when I just want, "God, could you just sit in the sofa in the living room and wait for me to ask questions? Don't watch everything I do. Don't be a part of every decision I make." So what is our role as sheep? Sheep are followers. I've been told that sheep need to follow, that you can't herd sheep like you do cattle, that if you try to get behind sheep and push them where they need to go, they're just going to go around you and get behind you, because sheep need to follow. We need to have our eyes firmly planted on the shepherd. That's something that we've kind of lost track of in our modern day and time. We've gotten to a place where we think if we can show up to church on Sunday, then we're good. We've done what we need to do. When I was growing up, at least you had the boxes on the envelopes that you could check. And if you checked them all, then you were good. We need to have our eyes firmly set on the Good Shepherd. And in order to do that, we need to know the Good Shepherd. And that doesn't happen by just showing up to church. Whether you come once a week or every week, that doesn't do it. We have to have a daily walk with the shepherd. We have to have prayer. We have to have Bible study. We have to listen, and we have to share. Being sheep means knowing the shepherd we're following. And we forget that sometimes. I'm also drawn to the phrase in the gospel scripture today that says, "I have other sheep that don't belong to this sheep's pen." I don't know that I've actually ever thought about that phrase before. I've always just kind of breezed right by it. But what does it mean? What does it mean, "I have other sheep"? It's not just about me. But I think it also means that Jesus isn't through being the shepherd. Jesus isn't done. He isn't through leading his flock. There are more sheep to lead from every walk of life, from every corner of this world. God isn't through. And if God isn't through, then we can't be through either. We can't begin to imagine the way that God can and does work through each and every one of us, each and every day, if we allow it. We really do put earthly limits on God. And I'm going to go so far as to say we think we've done our part when we say, hey, come to church with me. And please don't misunderstand me. I want you to do that. It's important. But the good news is not, I've got a really good warm church for you to come to. That's not the good news. Our role is not solely to get people into our church. It's great if it happens. We want it to happen. But the good news is that there is a good shepherd who we need to follow. That's the news that needs to be shared. And we do that in so many ways. We do it by the way we deal with people. We do it by the way we deal with our own families. We do it by the way we do our business. We do it in the way we let the Good Shepherd lead us. When people see us following the Good Shepherd in our lives, then they can see how following the Good Shepherd can change their lives. One of the things the good old King James says that's been revised in the New Revised Standard of the 23rd Psalm is, I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And while that is true, the scripture actually translates to say, I would live in the house of Yahweh as long as I live. This scripture is about being sheep our whole lives, living on this earth as sheep, following the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd who, as you heard in the song we sang earlier, is also a sheep following his shepherd. We are sheep. Our whole life, the Good Shepherd leads us through this world, through this life. And in living, following Jesus, we learn how eternity will be. Follow. Follow. Amen.